You know, in my relentless pursuit of the next cool thing, I ended up buying a new podcast setup. And it's a little small mobile studio that I wanted to create. And I was able to find it. And not only that, but it was actually really fucking cool too. And I wanted to test it out with a couple of people. And wouldn't you believe nobody answered the damn phone when I tried to test it out, because it has the ability to call in. And that was one of the main things when it came to podcasting. And first, that was one of the reasons why I didn't really like doing a lot of episodes with people, because, you know, having to do it on over the internet, online, whether it be through Zoom or any other streaming app or whatever, there would be complications and stuff like that. And so it, you know, a lot of times it kind of deterred me from wanting to interview certain people or just have conversations with people. And I was like, you know, I just really wish there was a way where I can just call people up the old school way and then just kind of listen to conversations or have conversations with them over the phone and it not sound all whack and stuff like that. So, long story less long, I ended up going to a podcast convention a couple of weeks ago, and one of the things that they came out with that they showed was something called the P4, and it's a podcast studio, like a mobile podcast studio. But one of the cool things about it was the ability to have people call in on their phone. You know, I just literally connect my phone to the podcast thing and they can call in, and the audio was clear as day. And so I decided to test it. And as I said before, wouldn't you believe nobody answered the damn phone when I tried to call them? But I was able to connect with a good friend of mine. Her name is Dina. And initially, we started talking about it, just randomly talking about, you know, what I'm trying to do with the setup and stuff like that. And it wasn't supposed to be an interview or anything like that, but it ended up being a full interview about The Sims. Yeah, The Sims, that simulation from like 25 years ago. Prior to that, I just thought it was kind of foolish. You know, I play video games. I play video games as well, but I don't play simulation games. I normally play campaigns and stuff like that, like single player games and whatnot. But according to Dina, there's a full community out here that still plays The Sims. Now, everybody knows that The Sims is like the OG. That's the OG, right? And there's a full community out here. And some of the things she was talking about was really fascinating to me. And I decided to share it with y'all. So, with that being said, the next voice you'll hear is mine as well as Dina talking about The Sims. And it's actually very entertaining because Dina is a character. Very engaging. I was actually really interested with in what she had to say about it. And I think you will be too. So, oh, real quick, I do want to let you know, because again, this is my first time testing it out. My audio may be a little bit lower than hers. You can still hear me pretty clearly, but it may be just a tad bit lower than hers. So, sorry about that in advance. So, without further ado, this is Sims and Shit.
Okay, so I've been playing The Sims off and on for years now. And this is like the first time I'm like really dedicated to the household, because every time I start playing it, I'll go take a break for a while, and then what'll happen is I forget about that household, and then I just start over for a whole new one. So I recently was talking to another simmer who had generations of the same Sims. I was like, that'd be awesome. So now I am set on creating a generation of Sims.
So, wait. So you mean to say when you get, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you say when you get sick of one, then you end up making another one?
So not when I get sick of it, but when I leave, like if, when I stop playing, I'll end up playing another. I'll come back like months later or a year later, whatever the case is. And well, I'm making another family.
Okay.
So
So what
I've
happens to
decided to
the
stop doing that.
what happens to the previous family?
They're still there somewhere in cyberspace. I don't know. They're still there. And I can always go back and like play them later.
Wow.
But that's boring. Why would I go back and play them later?
Well, because you created them. You know, you can't. Because you created it. That's why you created it, and you want to see it through, I guess. But I guess there's no ending to it, right?
No, there's they're just there, you know, and eventually the sim will live their lives and do what they want to do anyway. I'll come back to that household. Let's say I go back to a household I made in like 2019. Mm-hmm. That household could have 5 new kids. Somebody could have died. You know, they have their own lives. And eventually when you stop playing them, they create their own worlds. You come back to something totally different. Like, when the fuck did this happen?
So wait, this is like AI before AI was AI.
I wouldn't call it AI, but...
Why? Because you know, they still have parameters and whatnot?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it intelligent. Like, they just, you know, they have a function. They function based on their traits that they're given when they're born, based on a lot of other factors, and they have a function, and what they do is they just continue on with that function no matter what. You know, if I'm not playing, they'll just go back to that same base function. Like, if their traits are ambition, mm-hmm. they'll continue to work hard to get what they need, you know, to be successful and to be happy.
That is crazy.
If someone is evil, because you can choose to make an evil sim, they, you know, they'll remain evil, keep doing evil shit. So, you know, they'll eventually just, you'll come back and a whole sim will have a whole baby by a vampire. And it's like, when the fuck did this happen?
So wait. So many fucking questions. I'm sorry. So wait, whenever you remove yourself from the game, mm-hmm. other people can still view your Sims that you created.
No. The Sims is more than just a game. It's, you're controlling lives, you're making lives. It's a form of therapy. It's weird to say, but it really is. Whenever I feel, somebody else has made this joke to me before, where I feel like I'm in control of my life, so I don't need to play The Sims. It's sort of therapy. You can create alternate worlds, and alternate, you know, lives, and live a life, a fantasy life that, you know, you always wanted. It's more than just a game. And there is a whole community out there of what we call simmers, mm-hmm. who play this game. And there are even content creators who will build houses, because building houses is not something that everyone can do in The Sims, right. Believe it or not. So,
right.
I mean, you could always build a home, but a grand home, like a really a nice home, it's not something I can do. I don't have the expertise to do it.
Well, I guess it's kind of similar to Roblox and all those other games, or Minecraft, where you can just kind of create, you know, you create an actual world, and you can remove yourself from that world. So I can see that as being a form of therapy.
Yeah, for sure.
I
can see that.
I mean, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I didn't realize until just recently that you can build houses and have a Sim Creator Fund and put your houses on the gallery for everyone to see and share and use and get paid for it. I did not know that. That is brand new information.
That is so fucking fascinating.
It is, right?
That really is. I mean... Again, it's very similar to how, you know, my daughter used to play Roblox or whatever. She still plays it now, but they would actually create worlds. They would create houses. They would create communities and stuff like that. And what will happen is you can actually charge people to come to your home and to show up at your house and to live in your homes and stuff like that. Kind of like the real world, where you can charge people and you literally can get paid for that. There's some millionaires that are on Roblox now.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't realize The Sims was like that. I mean, The Sims is the OG of all of this anyway. It was like the first one to create.
It started a long time ago.
Yeah. It started The Sims is almost 20 years old now, right? Or is it over 20 years old?
Let me take a look because I really don't know. My sister played it, so I started playing it. And she's in her, you know, she was in her 30s, I think, or 20s. She's in her 50s now, so you might be right.
Wow, that's crazy. That is crazy. What a...
And so we've been waiting for like Sims 5, but apparently they're not going to come out with Sims 5. They're just going to keep, okay, 2000, so about 25 years.
Well, I mean, I would see the reason when you think about it, most video games now or most video game companies don't really make new games. What they do is they just update it with, you know, with you know, they do system updates, kind of like with Grand Theft Auto. Now, Grand Theft Auto 6 is coming out, I think, next year, but prior to that, they had a Grand Theft Auto, but it was online co-op play or whatever. And they would just update it online. That's how a lot of these multiplayer co-op games are right now. These they call them MMORPGs or something like that. The multi something like that. I'm naive when it comes to shit like that. I got my game or whatever, and I play my little game, my campaign mode, and I don't play anything else that's outside of, you know, just myself. Yeah, I don't like to do multiplayers and shit like that. I'm basic as shit when it comes to stuff like that.
No, I feel you. Me too, really. I mean, I just know I learned a few things from online. There's a whole community of simmers who will tell you how to install modifications to your game. So I have all kinds of modifications to my game where my Sims can fuck like regular humans. And I think you've seen some of my little videos. And there's sim porn. People go out there and they record Sims fucking, and that's actual sim porn. Yeah, I made a whole scenario where I got a teenage girl pregnant and she had to tell her parents. And I had to actually message the creator of the modification because there was only responsibility for the girl. She was the one that was pregnant, she had to tell her parents. There was no responsibility for the boy itself. So he went on his life as if, like, I don't know who the fuck got you pregnant. You know what I mean? If I hadn't forced him to step up in the game, that would have been a problem. So I messed her. I said, yeah, you might want to change that because that kind of sucks. So there are
Well,
actually people who go out there and they create modifications for the game, which are pretty cool.
I can see that. Unfortunately, I can see something like that happening because you got to realize that it is still, although, you know, it's a game of, like you said, function. Like you provided functions and stuff like that, then it'll continue to carry on itself with or without the functions. But you got to also think that this is an archaic system as well, so they don't think the same way. They don't think now the way that they used to think 25 years ago, because you know, 20, 25 years ago, that was commonplace. You know, people get pregnant and stuff like that, and then the guy just all of a sudden just like, oh, well, I don't know what to do. I mean, what? Okay, whatever. I mean, even though it's still happening now, but back then it was extremely common. You know, for something like that. You know, the whole deadbeat dad shit or whatever.
Well, no, this was a mod that was made by a regular person. Regular persons will create modifications for the game. And then you'll have to put it in the file of the game, and then it becomes part of your game. So, like my Wicked Whims or my Sims Fuck, that's a modification I downloaded into my game and I changed it. And that teen pregnancy modification was created by some girl. I can't remember her name, but she was created by some girl. So she made that mod for the game. I'm not sure when, but she made that mod for the game and she updates it. There's different versions of the modification every year. So there's always an outdated one. You have to reinstall the modification if you want to keep it. So yeah, I just made sure to say, hey, this is, you know, the problem. I like you, love your mob. If you could tweak this a little bit, I think there'll be more up with the times. And you update it every year. Make sure you make this update if possible.
You know, that's crazy. The fact that you can make modifications, or the fact that you can create mods and have these simulations or these sims create lives, like actual lives, like you said, you created it, you know, where it was a teen pregnancy reenactment, you know, where it was like they actually created the entire reenactment of it. It's, yo, that's insane. That is fucking insane. But it's cool though. It's cool because you know, we've talked about it before, like The Sims, you know, and how your, you know, your infatuation with The Sims and how how it gets you through a lot of shit and stuff like that. But I just never really, that's actually realized cool.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize the community was still active. You know, I mean, outside of you, I didn't realize that the community was still active and shit like that. So that's insane. That's actually really fucking cool.
It is. I like it. And then I realized that, you know, I'm a part of this community. People, like, I'm not alone. I follow several Facebook groups with people who are also simmers. And it's weird because you'll make a sim and it feels like it's your life and it feels like it's your family and your household. And a lot of people will also say, yeah, my baby, my sim. And it's like, you know, it's not your sim. It's not my husband and it's not your husband. It's your sim. But I've made sims of myself. I've made sims of former lovers. I made sim of an ex-boyfriend at one point and we broke up and I was very upset. And I think I told you this story before. I'm not proud of this, but I starved him and I beat his ass and I refused to have him, let him eat. I refused to let him sleep. I refused to let him wash himself. And he eventually died. And I felt such relief when the sin died. I was like, oh,
yeah, that's kind of messed up.
I feel so much better now about the breakup.
Right. Well, it helped you because it helped you cope. It helped you cope with the actual breakup and with the actual, you know, heartache that came with the breakup and shit like that. So I get it.
For sure.
I get it.
Sure.
I mean, it sucks that you actually had to starve this man.
And then, like, Gert Reaper came to take him. And then at the time, it was like Sims 2 or Sims 3. They gave me this pop-up bubble that was just like, you know, The Sims is a life-preserving game. Basically, you know, not to do that shit again because it was awful.
Right.
But this is like back then. Now we have modifications where I can, like, kidnap people. You can have Jason and other serial killers come. All kinds of shit. So the game has really changed. Or maybe not the game itself, but the modification that they allow
it's enhanced the game experience.
It has. It has.
Wow. So how many hours a day do you think you can actually be on this game? If given, I mean, obviously outside of work and stuff like that, how long, if you had the opportunity to be on it for, like, well, what would be your ideal amount of time to be on this game?
And eventually it gets boring. Well, not boring, but eventually there's only so much you can do. And eventually you get tired and you go to bed. I spend, like, after work, I'll either make dinner or whatever, or walk there. And then I'll come to my bed and put on the TV show. And, like, from, like, 7 to maybe 11 at night, I'm playing the game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty decent time.
Yeah. Monday through Friday. And then on the weekends, there's no cap to when I go to bed. So I'm pretty much up to, like, 2 in the morning.
Mm. But you still play around 7 o'clock or so, 7 or 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Usually I'll start. This is my first time getting, actually no, it's my second time getting on the game today. So I had a big, busy day. And I took a nap because I was getting on the game. And I was taking a nap. And I woke up, played a little bit. Then I went to go do DoorDash. And then I came back, had some dinner, and hung out with Bear, finished watching The Flash, by the way. Mm. And now I'm back on the game. And now I'm not a household. I haven't played in a while to see what changes they made. They went and had a baby on their own.
Okay, so let me ask this question. So many fucking questions, man. Okay, so if you were to remove one of the, or like you said earlier, how you created one and you just kind of left it alone, and you create a brand new one, are you able to go to the old one and have them coexist?
Yes.
How do you do that?
I had to make them all in the same world. So they're all my sims now in the same world currently. So they all kind of interact. Like my first couple was Sarah and a woman. And then Sarah killed her lover. I made a whole storyline. Sarah killed her lover by stabbing her the mistress with a machete and then killing the lover with fire. So she burned her up. That was when I had the life tragedies mod.
Right.
Then Sarah died of a heart attack. And so I made her another lover Yusuf, her roommate, and they had a family. They ended up having 6 kids, 5 naturally, and then they adopted a girl just recently. Nobody told them to do that, but they did.
Wait, so they so do they die on their own? Well, obviously, yes. I know. Okay, so even if you don't do anything at all, they'll die on their own.
They'll age. Right now, and I've cheated a bit because I have a hack in my game to where when they, I wasn't ready for some of my sims to die, so I brought them back to life. like, you can't die right now. You're messing up my storyline.
Wow.
So I'll bring them back to life, and that will restart their aging process. So
would it start like, back at the would it start back at the age that they died, or would it start them at right. like 20 years old or something?
No, like, yeah, they will start back at the age that they died. So they died. If they died young adults, they start back from zero at young adults, and they would age up to adults. And so right now, Sarah and Yusuf are supposed to be elders. But they both have died at least once. Sarah's died at least twice. So I had to bring them back, and I didn't realize that it was restarting their life cycle. So wow. They're both going to age up sometime. They have a calendar month, so they're both going to age up sometime this month.
Right.
And so they'll be back on track then, hopefully, because I'm ready for them to be elders. It's time for one of them to die.
It's time for... elder states. It's time for them to be elder statesmen and shit.
It's time for them, yeah, and knit and shit and have rocking chairs and stuff.
That is
because they're already grandparents,
right?
Because the teenager was their daughter and she had a baby, and then she had a second baby. One of their sons is gay, and which is weird because I'll create a sim and the sims will have a sim like interested in both male and female. Like mm-hmm. They'll just give them generic sexual preferences,
right?
So I just changed one of the boys to being solely gay and the other one to being heterosexual. Then I made them all soulmates. So I made them all soulmates. So there's a whole different household now.
Interesting. Interesting. So basically you're a king. Or I'm sorry, you're a queen, basically. You have an actual kingdom that you're running or that you're trying to create now. Like an actual community.
I hate to say it, but
a full-on community. Like
I'm their sim god. I'm their sim god.
Yeah.
And it's not like a power trip. Like I make sure my sims have a good life. You know, there was one point where I was on some detective shit and I wanted to create a whole serial killer series. So I was kidnapping sims and shit. But it didn't work out with my pack. I bought a get to work pack where I could be a detective. But none of the actual kidnappings were actual cases that I could work. I would just work random cases set by the actual extension pack.
Right.
So it didn't work out. So I stopped that. But anyway, that would be cool if I could do that. But
that would be cool as shit, actually, if you can
create my own little serial killer.
Yeah, like some Law and Order shit. Like actually,
exactly.
Some Law and Order shit.
I was going to make my own Olivia Benson and Elliot Stabler, and it just wasn't going to work out. So,
you know. I did not realize I would be spending 20 minutes on the phone talking about simulations and sims and simmers and stuff like that. Are there conventions for this shit? There's conventions, right?
I don't know if there should be. And there's a whole language for sims. Like, people actually speak the language.
Wait, what? Okay. Do you know the language?
No, I don't. I'm not that much of a geek, but... no offense to anybody who speaks sim language, simlish. But yeah, no, like the Sims have a language. So the Sims don't speak English in the game. They'll say shit like susu, dab dab. And you know, they have songs like Ari Lennox is a song on here, but she's singing simlish. It's her song, break me off and get you, but it's simlish. So, the creators do that. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, there are people who actually will speak the sim language in real life, and they'll just, yeah.
And people actually know what they're talking about, and they're
yeah.
I mean, pardon my ignorance because I sound ignorant as shit when I'm saying this, when I'm asking you these questions or whatever. But I'm not judging at all. I sound ignorant because I'm really fascinated by this. Like I'm fascinated by it, but at the same time, I'm kind of creeped out by it also because it's like, you know,
you always said it was creepy.
Yeah, it's kind of, but But I can't hate on it because, again, my, you know, my daughter, she plays Roblox, or she played Roblox before, and it's the exact same setup, in my opinion. It's the same scenario. The only difference, I think, is that these are more adults that you're dealing with versus kids and whatnot. Like on, I think on Minecraft, you know, I have some adults on there as well. But The Sims, again, is the OG. And for the most part, you're dealing with adult people doing adult things and having adult conversations. And even if it's in Simish, you said Simish?
Simlish.
Yeah. Even if it's in Simlish or whatever. So I'm, again, so pardon my ignorance for the, I could.
No, it's okay. You don't play it. You don't know. It's okay.
I may end up playing that because.
I would recommend.
You kind of got me interested in it now because I know they okay, so they used to have something on the PlayStation a long time ago, but I can't remember the name of it. It was very similar to The Sims because it was supposed to be in competition with The Sims. And it was a PlayStation. It was a PlayStation specific thing. You could only play it on the PlayStation 3, I think. Or the PlayStation 4, I can't remember, but it was an actual simulation world where you go in and you create your own avatar. You basically create it from scratch like you do, and you allow it to live its life. So whenever you turn the game on, by the time you turn the game on again, something else had already happened, and you have to figure out how to handle the situations and stuff like that. It's actually really cool. It was a really cool idea, and I'm thinking it had taken some cues from The Sims or whatever, but yeah, I just never thought I would be on a Sunday night talking about Sims.
Yeah, it's like my second life from The Office.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like it's cool. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I like it. I think it's dope.
It is. I mean, yeah, it is. I made a Sim of you at one point.
Oh shit!
I did. And you guys got killed. I had enacted life tragedies modification, and I had to deactivate it because the rate of the time the serial killers would pop up in the world was annoying to me because I'm like, they don't pop up. They're rare. Serial killers are not common. They're an anomaly. So the life tragedies mod had at least 5 serial killers, a professor, a nanny, some biker chick, Jason, and then some weird nerd guy with red hair. They would pop up randomly and they would only kill you if you would speak to them. Now, Jason walked around, killed any sim that he saw. So I always had to get the sim in the household and lock the door so that Jason wouldn't get in the house. And I got tired of that shit. So I just disabled the whole life tragedies mod. And eventually I got rid of it. But I had a sim of you. You were living in one of the desert towns. And you had your house and you were, I can't remember what you did for a living. But, you know, I was very proud of your sim, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, he's doing it, he's working, this is great. I got your skills up. You were, you know, a really good sim. So then you had a baby. You had a kid, and the zany nanny came into town and she walked to your house and locked your doors.
Oh shit.
I didn't realize that you shouldn't talk to them. So I had you decline her services, and with that she choked the fuck out of you, so you died. I was really mad about that too. I was like, damn, he was doing good.
I was actually out here doing really good, doing the Lord's
work. You really were.
And
man,
somebody out here killed me and shit. God damn it.
You were the perfect sim. And I was like, man. Yeah. Just this going before to work, I knew that I could job. Bring you back to life.
Yeah, I was just going to work, doing my job, and going home.
That's it.
Watering my plants, cooking my food.
That's it.
To let the nanny in. Yeah,
learning, and you were learning and building up skills, and it was perfect.
Let the nanny come in one time and disrupt everything about my lifestyle and just just kill me. Well, I tell you, you know what? On that note, I'm getting the hell out of here.
She fucked you. But that was before I realized I could bring sins back to life. But,
You ever made a sim of yourself before?
Yeah, I've made a couple sins of myself before.
I think that would be cool.
It was okay. I couldn't get the body type right, and I couldn't get the face right. So it never really looked like me. But I always gave it my name, and I always gave it, like, you know, like a dope husband or whatever the case was, and a dope job. So yeah, I've always made it. I made like maybe 2 or 3 sims of myself. And I've always, like, would walk away from the game and forget about them and leave them, and it would start a whole new game over again. So
They're probably still in my gallery somewhere, just chilling.
Prospering, probably. Prospering with like three or four kids.
Who knows?
Prospering who and knows? Procreating that, and shit.
At one point, I made a sim of me, you know, that doctor I was obsessed with?
Yeah.
Made a sim of him and me, and we had a couple kids. And don't know what the fuck happened to that family now.
No, you just abandoned the family and shit, boy, I tell you.
I got tired of it. It was boring after a while. I mean, playing yourself after a while gets a little boring.
No, I get it. I get that. I can understand it. I mean, because if you're playing too much of anything, it'll get boring. I mean, it's just like Facebook. Yeah. You know, you get on Facebook too long, it'll eventually get boring. So I get it. I get it 100%. But goddamn, no.
I mean, I recommend it. I don't even want to talk about how much money I spent on this game. They have new expansion packs that come out. And I usually wait till they go on sale because they go on sale quite frequently. It's always there like $19 and they're normally $40. That's how much the packs are, expansion packs. Right. And what the expansion pack does is it gives you a whole new world. A whole new world with whole new sins and a whole new storyline.
Okay, that's cool.
So I always think on sale and I'll buy like then instead of $40 I'll pay $19.99 for a pack. Then they have like little kits where you can get like little things like everyday clutter to make the house look more real, bathroom clutter to make the bathroom look more like a bathroom, all kinds of shit. So, and that's like maybe $5.
So there really is an idea or there really is something for everything. So if anybody yes. thinks of it, then they can literally just create it and that's it.
That's it. Wow. There's a witch world for witches and warlocks. There's a vampire world. There's an alien world. I have the vampire and the witch world, but I don't have the alien world. The Stranger Things world.
Right.
I think it's too much. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't need all those packs. But wow. They're coming out with an expansion pack for Adventures, which is something they had like in Sims 3, where you can go on like to Egypt and shit like that and go travel. So they're remaking another version of that expansion pack. I heard it's going to drop sometime in September. So I'm excited.
You're definitely going to get it, right?
Yeah. So my Sims can go on vacation and stuff. Because they have vacations world now. I don't really like it. It's like hiking or some archaeological cultural place. And then there's a skiing resort you can go to. And it's okay, but I played them too much. Oh, I also have the Star Wars one. They go on Star Wars Adventures, which...
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I regret buying
that. That's actually kind of cool. Wait, why? Why do you regret it?
It's kind of lame. I mean, I love Star Wars, but it's kind of lame. Like, there's nothing much to do there. Hmm. I'll pick this up off the floor.
Okay. Well, on that note, I'm about to get the hell off this phone with you and talking about Sims and stuff like that. We're going to have to
talk about something else.
No, we're going to have to talk about, we're going to call back again. I'm going to have to call back in again and talk about movies because I know you and I are pretty heavy when it comes to movies and shit. So the next thing we'll talk about is movies. Yeah.
Homework is to download The Sims, the regular pack, and see how you like it. Just make it first household and see how you like it.
I will. I'll do that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. And guess what? This probably will go online somewhere on social media.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
I can't do it.
Oh, my nose and shit. I just did my neti pot, which I hate the neti pot.
Stop playing. I'll send you a stop playing. You are fine. All is well. I may or may not put this shit out.
Like a loser who plays her game.
Who plays Sims? No. Because as you said, there's a community for it. So look, there's people who are on video games for hours, literal hours. I'm not talking about like, you know, 3 or 4 hours. No, I'm talking about like 9-10 hours a day playing video games. So or playing anything, whether it's video games, whether it's anime watching, whether it's watching movies or whatever. Hey, it's your thing. And like you said, it's a stressing copingism. Mm-hmm. So, copingism. Damn, I made up a brand new fucking word. It's a stressor for you, a coping mechanism.
A coping mechanism.
Yeah, and it helps you. It helps you with, you know, with just being, you know, an overall better person. Shit, it is what it is. But I may put this out online though, because I think I like the conversation that we had. So I'll keep you posted and let you know if I do. Because I'm an asshole. Right, yes. I'm a badass and I'm an asshole. So Okay. Deal with it.
Well, next time we're going to talk about something different. Let's talk about
next time we're going to talk about movies, because you and I always have something to talk about when it comes to these fucking movies out here. So,
yeah,
it's coming.
Cool. Beans.
All right, go until the next time. I holla.
Bye.
How cool is that shit? Because I never would have known. Never would have guessed it. But that shit is actually really cool, though. It made me think about something. It made me think about the conversations that I'll be having from here on out. Really dope ass conversations with people. I like that. You know, I like being able to talk to people about random things and, you know, just really cool shit. And so I think I am going to name this podcast Discussions with People About Cool Stuff. I like that. Yeah. So until the next time, be on the lookout for another really cool conversation, a really dope conversation with people about cool stuff. My name is Eric. Thank y'all. I holla.